here tonight, I don't want you to leave here with doom. I don't want you to leave here with gloom. I want you to leave here on fire for God. I want you to leave here with a little, if you would, a little pep in your step when you leave this place. And the only way you're going to do that, and the only way that I will do that tonight, is by looking into the Word of God tonight. And I just want to give you a little message tonight, and we'll just be as whatever God calls it to be tonight, but I want to call it this. What He's given me is be thankful. Just be thankful for where you're at right now in your life. Just be thankful. Hey, there may be a lot going on, but there's still breath in them lungs. Hey, you may have lost a lot this year, but there's still breath in them lungs. Just be thankful for what He's doing in your life. Because if we ain't thankful, you know what I am? When I'm not thankful, I'm unthankful. And tonight, when I get unthankful, I get to a place in my life where I can't stand being around me, and nobody else can neither. So tonight, I just want to share with what the psalmist here wrote down, being inspired by the Holy Ghost, be thankful. If you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to stand. Psalm 95, and verse number 1, we'll read all 11 verses. We'll read the whole chapter. And tonight, the Bible says, in Psalm 95, verse number 1, the Bible says, "Oh, come." He says in Psalm 95, "Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In His hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is His also. The sea is His, and He made it. In His hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. Today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me and they proved me and saw my work, 40 years long was I grieved with this generation. It said, it is a people that do err in their heart. They have not known my ways. Unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest." Father God, as we bow in your presence tonight, it's been good to be in your house already. Lord, that last song that we sang that the ladies led us in, it said, "When I enter heaven's door, when I enter in, let me kneel once more." Lord God, what a thing to be thankful for tonight, to be able to kneel in front of the Creator of this universe. Lord, when we come to an altar and we kneel and we get to our homes tonight before we go to bed and we kneel down, Lord God, we're not kneeling before some false God. We're kneeling before the God. And tonight, Father, I thank you for that. I thank you tonight that you're on the throne high and lifted up. Lord, I pray for all the prayer requests. Once again, I lift them up to you. And Lord, I pray when I walk out of this place tonight, I can realize that I've got so much to be thankful for. Father, I love you, and Father, I thank you. I ask it all in Jesus Christ's most holy, precious name. And all God's people said, amen. You may be seated tonight. Be thankful tonight. And I want to share this with you tonight, what God's laid on my heart to bring to you this week, leading up to Thanksgiving. The psalmist here, as we see in chapter number 95 here, the psalmist wrote, to come before the presence of God with thanksgiving, to be thankful in the presence. You and I don't have to wait on something to be thankful for. You know, there's a lot of people that have to wait on something to be thankful for before they can say thank you. In the generation we live in, there's two words that's been left out of a lot of things, and that is the word thank you. Hey, but tonight, in the world we live in, we need to have more thank yous. Amen? And tonight, there's one person that you can always say thank you to, and that's God Almighty tonight. He's always meeting needs. He's always doing what needs to be done in your life, and we can just give Him a little thank you tonight. Amen? And we see tonight, as we come here tonight, we don't have to wait on nothing to be thankful for, and I want to share with you three things tonight. The reason we don't have to wait on nothing to be thankful for, or we can just thank Him tonight. Number one, we see tonight, we can be thankful because we have a responsibility to be thankful. It's a responsibility in my life, and there's a responsibility in your life tonight to be thankful for what God has called you and I to tonight. Look with me tonight, if you will, in verse number one. And the psalmist said, "Oh, come." And you can almost see him standing before it and doing his arm like, "Oh, come, I got to tell you something." He said, "Oh, come." And And this is what I'm talking about. We have a responsibility tonight. He uses tonight two little words. He says, let us. He said, oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. And then he says, let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Tonight, we have a responsibility to be thankful. Number one, and that responsibility is this. He says, let us sing. Hey, tonight, as we come to God's house tonight, hey, we sing praises unto Him tonight. Can I get an amen tonight? He said, I want you to sing when you come in to my where I'm at, into my presence. Have you ever thought about the songs that you sing? They kind of like mold your life, and they mold how you think and what you do. Hey, in Acts chapter number 26, hey, when Paul stood before Agrippa, he said, Paul, I permit you to speak. And Paul said, I think myself happy this day. If you're going to be thankful and you're going to be happy, you can't look around at what's going on. If you look around at what's going on in your life, it won't be long. Hey, you'll be drowning in what you see going on. Hey, tonight I'd say to you, you've got to think yourself happy tonight. If you think you're sad all the time, it won't be long, you'll be sad. Hey, but if you think that you're happy, it won't be long. You'll be happy in what you do. This week, Kaylee is out of school, and I'll never forget Monday morning, I done got up and I done drunk two cups of that coffee that Sister Vanda brought me. And when I woke Kaylee up about 9:30, I said, hey, I got to go to the church, and I got to get this done, and I got to get that done, and you need to get up, you need to get up. And she said, whoa, wait a minute, slow down. She said, I've just opened my eyes. You're going to have to slow down. You're feeling way too good. Hey, friends, I want you to know, I thank God tonight that when we walk into His presence, we can feel good. Can I get an amen? He says tonight, as we look into the text, He says tonight that we have a responsibility to be thankful, and He says, let us sing. You say, preacher, I don't sing tonight. I don't sing worth nothing tonight. Hey, I don't either tonight. But He says something else here. He said, let us sing unto the Lord, and let us make a joyful noise tonight. You say, I've heard some people sing, and they're not making a joyful noise. Friends, I want you to know tonight, the noise is not for me, and it's not for you tonight. When we sing, it is for God Almighty. Can I get a witness tonight? Hey, I want you to get this in the Word tonight. He said, we have a responsibility to be thankful, and He said, let us do what God has called us to do. I'll give you this tonight. I've not hit it in a long time, but I'll share this with you tonight. You get in your car and you go out to your parking lot right now, and I don't know what station it'll be on, but I want you to know, if it's on anything but what God would have it to be tonight, it won't be long. You won't be happy, but you'll be singing the blues. Hey, if you listen to the blues, you'll be singing the blues. If you listen to stuff, hey, that's tearing you down, it'll tear you down. Hey, but if you'll listen to that godly stuff and that godly music tonight, I'd say on the authority of God's Word tonight, it will build you up tonight. He said, let us sing, let us make a joyful noise. But He also said something else in verse number 2. He said, when you're singing and when you're making a joyful noise, He said, let us come before His presence with thanksgiving tonight. Have you ever thought about when you prayed and when you go to God and how many times you've bowed your head? And I'm talking about me tonight. I've bowed my head before Almighty God, and before I ever thanked Him, I just complained about what was going on, and I gave Him a list of what He needed to do instead of what He wanted to do. I say, Lord God, You need to do this, and Lord God, You need to do that, and Lord God, if You don't do this, it won't happen. Friends, tonight in this Thanksgiving season, it shouldn't be one day we're thankful for what God's done. It ought to be 365 days in our life, because every day there's breath in them lungs in your life, He's doing something to thank Him for. Can I get an amen? And He says tonight, He said, let us sing, let us make a joyful noise, and let us come into the presence of thanksgiving right when we enter His presence. Friends, tonight, when we get on our knees before God tonight, before you go to bed, hey, you got something to thank Him for. Hey, you got air in them lungs. Hey, you got to come to church tonight. Hey, you got a family tonight. Hey, you got loved ones tonight. And I thank God for that tonight. I thank God for what He's doing. But He says something else here. He said, not only, look with me, responsibility to be thankful, not only to let us sing, not only to let us make a joyful noise and let us come into His presence, but He gives us another, let us. He said, let us. You see, He doesn't make you sing. He doesn't make you give a joyful noise. He doesn't make you enter His presence with thanksgiving. But He said, if you'll do it, you'll be a whole lot more happy. Amen. If you'll come with thanksgiving and what He's blessed you with, you'll be a lot more thankful in this Thanksgiving season, because we have a responsibility to be thankful. Amen. Let me give you this. He said, let us worship Him. Look here in the Word. He says this. He said, let us come before his presence in verse number 2 with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. And in verse number 6, here he says again, he says, oh, come. He's doing that again with his hand. First he said, let us sing. But then he said, let us worship. He said, when I sing, I thought I did worship. Yeah, amen. That's a laugh right there. I thought when I did sing, I did worship. There's two different things there. Hey, you can sing and not worship. Amen. You can sing and not worship. But I want you to know tonight, when you start worshiping, he says this, let us worship him. And you say, preacher, how do I worship God in my life? Well, let's look what he says. He says in verse number 6, oh, come, let us worship and bow down. He says, you have a responsibility to worship me. And when you do, you have a responsibility to bow down to him tonight. As we come into this place, if we're going to be thankful, number one, we're going to have to get to a place where we bow down before God Almighty. But look what he says here. He says, not only bow down, he said, but let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. As we sung that song tonight, and it says, as I enter heaven's door, let me kneel once more. Friends, tonight, one of the greatest things that you have in your life, one of the greatest things that you'll ever have in your life, is the opportunity to get on your knees before an Almighty God in your life. Tonight, you say, well, I got bad knees, preacher. I'm not talking about kneeling this way. I'm talking about your heart kneeling before God. When you get to that place and you say, Lord God, I'm thankful for what you've given me right now. I'm thankful for what you blessed me with right now. If you're not happy with what he blessed you with right now, if he doubled it, you still wouldn't be happy. If you're not happy with what he's doing right now, if he doubled what he's doing, you still wouldn't be happy. Does everybody understand? I hope y'all understand what I'm saying. He said, I want you to get to the place where you realize that you come into his presence, you bow down, and you kneel before an Almighty God. Friends, tonight in our life, we have a responsibility to do that in our life. He said, I want you to bow down, and I want you to kneel. And we're talking about tonight, we have a responsibility to be thankful tonight. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter number 5 and verse number 19 tonight. Ephesians chapter number 5 and verse number 19 tonight. I want to share this while you're turning there, and I'm talking about a responsibility to be thankful in our life. And I want to share this with you tonight. I like getting a little personal on whether tonight's Tuesday night, but I want to share it with you. You know, all my life, I've always been at my mom's on Thanksgiving. No matter how wayward I was, no matter how much I was out in sin, no matter where I was at, I always knew on Thanksgiving Day I had a responsibility, and that is to be at my mom's house on Thanksgiving. I just knew that. I just knew that's where I needed to be. And we're getting here to this place. I want to show you in the text. But I'll never forget in 2003. And I go back to that day a lot in my life, because today I'll be not thankful for what God's brought me from and what he's done in my life, and maybe you too. But I'll never forget that day in Thanksgiving Day in 2003. I'll never forget that Thursday in 2003 on Thanksgiving Day. That was the first time in 23 years I was not able to be at my mom's table. I was in a drug rehab and could not come home and be at my mom's table. And as I sat there in that drug rehab, and even though they come visited me that day, and Brandy and Mom got to come and they got to sit there with me, it still wasn't the same, because I wasn't with family. I wasn't where I needed to be and do what I needed to do in my life. And I'll never forget that day as long as I live. And I made an oath that day. I didn't make an oath to give my life to God. I didn't make an oath to do nothing. I said, I will not miss another Thanksgiving. You see, I wasn't thankful for what God allowed me to have until I couldn't go to where I needed to go. Friends, tonight, there's going to be family in your life that you're going to get to go to on Thursday that next year they may not be there on Thursday. So when we go to them places, and I'm speaking for me tonight, I ought to be thankful for the ones that God's given me tonight. Amen? And look what he says in the book tonight. He says in Ephesians 5:19, he said, we have a responsibility to be thankful wherever we go. He says tonight in verse number 19, you say, how am I going to fulfill that responsibility? Number one, he says, by speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. By speaking to yourself. I'm going to ask you a question. Now, who in here talks to themselves? Yes. If you don't, you may be a little miserable tonight. If you ain't never getting an answer back, a correct answer back, start talking to yourself and you'll get a correct answer back. Well, do you think I should do that? And old self will say, yeah, it'll be fine. Just go right ahead and do that. Folks, tonight he said, you're going to have to speak to yourself. You have a responsibility. Let me give you this tonight. Let me just stop right there. God saved you. God saved you. But you have a responsibility tonight, and I have a responsibility tonight to have my life right where God would have it to be and where everybody that sees me sees that I'm happy and I'm ready to go. Look what he says now. He says, how you're going to do this is by speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and in spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Hey, when was the last time there was nobody around but you and God and you just let her eat? I'm talking about you just cut your old head back and got to singing. Hey, you started singing. It wasn't long. You got happy in what you was doing because you had a responsibility to make yourself happy in the Lord tonight. Friends, if we don't get to that place in our life and we don't realize we have a responsibility tonight to be happy in the Lord, we will be miserable in what God has called us to do. He says, speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. And here's number 20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said it's our responsibility tonight to give thanks to God for everything that is in our life. Everything that's in our life. But I've seen something else tonight in the text as we go back tonight. Not only do you have a responsibility to be thankful, but you have a reason tonight to be thankful. My responsibility to be thankful is what he's blessed me with, and I see that tonight. But as I read this, even if you're in here tonight and everything's been snatched away from you and you're on rock bottom, you say, preacher, I have nothing to be thankful for. The book says we still have something to be thankful for. If you lose it all before you walk out of this building tonight, you still have something to be thankful for tonight. Not only do you have a responsibility to be thankful, but you have a reason tonight to be thankful. Look with me, if you will, tonight. The reason to be thankful is God Almighty. I want you to look in verse number 1, and I want to give you this reason tonight. He says, oh, come and let us sing unto the Lord, and let us make a joyful noise to the rock. There it is. To the rock of our salvation tonight. He says tonight, he is the rock of our salvation tonight. If you'll build on that solid foundation, if you'll build on Jesus Christ tonight, you'll have a reason in your life tonight to be thankful in what God has called you in your life. He says tonight we have a reason to be thankful, number one, because he is the rock of our salvation. Number two, we see in verse number 3, we have a reason to be thankful tonight because he is the great God tonight and he is the only God tonight. Look what he says here, for the Lord is a great God. There's not nothing he does that's not great tonight. He says we have a reason, number one, because he's the rock of our salvation. Number two, because he is the great God. And number three tonight, because he is the great king tonight. Look what he says. And a greater king above all gods. He said he knows exactly what you need tonight before you ever ask. Not only is he our rock of our salvation, not only is he the great God and the great king, the only king, but he is the creator tonight. Verse number 4, he said he is the creator tonight, and you have a reason to be thankful tonight because he has created you tonight. He has created me tonight. I can't do what you do, and you can't do what I do. I can only do what I do. What God's called me to do. And every one of you tonight, we have a responsibility to be thankful because we have a reason. And that reason tonight is he's made every one of you unique tonight. Nobody in this room is alike. Not none of us. We might like a lot of the same things, but you put two people together, it won't be long, there'll be a lot of things they don't like. But I can give you this tonight. If you'll put them two individuals together and they get their eyes on the cross tonight and they realize that Jesus Christ, he is the creator, God Almighty is the creator tonight, they'll have a reason tonight to be thankful in their life. Look what he says tonight, if you will look with me tonight about the creator. In his hand, verse number 4, in his hand are the deep places of the earth. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. He said, not only are the deep places, but the hills also are his. Look what he says in verse number 5. The sea is his, and he made it. The sea is his, and he made it. That's a reason to be thankful. The sea is his, and he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. He says tonight he is the creator. He has created you and he has created I tonight. And everything that he's called us to do, you've got one thing to do. You know what makes you happy and makes every one of us happy? Is when we worship God Almighty. When we worship him because he is our creator tonight. That'll make you happy. That'll make me happy because that makes him happy. Not only is he our creator tonight, but he's our shepherd tonight. He says here, not only has he created us, but he has shepherded us. He is who leads us and guides us along life's way. I've thought all week about Thanksgiving season. And what am I really thankful for? This morning I got up, man, I thought I had everything in order. I thought I had everything lined right up, and Brandy called and said, Lamar Leader called. You haven't sent in your devotion for the month, and it's due today. I'm the only one last minute around here, I know, but I'm very last minute. I went into my office there at the house, and I closed the door, and I'm going to just give this right here to them because it was last minute. And I wrote down, be thankful. And as I started typing this message to send there, I said, hey, it'll do there too. And the Lord said, oh no, that's not it. He said, what are you really thankful for? On a piece of paper, I wrote down, I'm thankful for my family. I wrote on that paper, I'm thankful for my friends. I wrote a lot of things on that piece of paper and none of it lined up. And I titled that thing for Lamar Leader this, what I'm thankful for is that he met my greatest need. This time of year touches my heart so much because he met my greatest need. My greatest need is I was lost, headed to a devil's hell. And he saved my soul. Washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Sister Denise, you know the hymn, there is a fountain filled with blood that flows from Emmanuel's veins. And when sinners plunge beneath that flood, they lose all their guilty stains. As I got writing that down, I got thinking, I've got a reason to be thankful. I may not always hold up to my end of my responsibility. I may not always have a pep in my step, and I may not always be thankful and joyful and all these things, but I'll always have a reason to be thankful. That I was headed to hell, now I'm headed to heaven. I deserved hell, and he gave me heaven. If there ain't nothing to shout about, I don't know what will. You can't shout the house on that. You won't shout it on nothing. The reason I'm thankful is he met my greatest need. When I was going to a devil's hell and I was going every which way, and man, I was fixing to lose, and I did lose everything that I had. I lost it all. Only thing I didn't lose was my family. That's the only thing that hadn't been taken from me yet. At Thanksgiving season, I lost it all. The only thing that I had was my family, and I was about to lose it. And he met my greatest need on a cross called Calvary. Folks, tonight, if you ain't got nothing to praise him for, if you're saved, that's enough. And if you ever get over that, you won't praise him for nothing else. When I started writing that for Lamar Leader, that's what I wrote. And I said this, in closing, I pray that he has met that greatest need in your life. Folks, tonight I want to close with this. Not only do you have a responsibility tonight to be thankful, not only do you have a reason to be thankful, not only do I have a reason to be thankful, but I must remember to be thankful. There's so much going on right now in the world we live in. You hear COVID, that word is taught more than cancer. It is. It's serious. Let me tell you this. Not only Do we have a responsibility to be thankful? Not only do we have a reason to be thankful, but we must remember to be thankful. Because if I'm not thankful, I'm unthankful. If I'm not thankful, if I'm not grateful, I'm ungrateful. And look what he says here tonight. I must remember to be thankful. Look in verse number 7. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, they proved me and saw my work. And here it is. And for 40 years long was I grieved with this generation. I wonder how long God's been grieved with the generation we live in right now. Boy, you can see it all over the news. I believe he's grieved with the generation that we live in right now. So, preacher, what's going to happen to the... I don't have a clue. But I know what he'll do for you. I know what he'll do for me. He says this, look, he says, and when your fathers tempted me, they proved me and they saw my work. They saw what I could do. But yet, 40 years long was I grieved with this generation and said, it is a people that do err in their heart and they have not known my ways. But to whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. Let me give you this tonight. We must remember to be thankful. If not, we'll get complacent. And that produces unthankful people. We must remember to be thankful. If not, we'll get cold. And that produces unthankful people. We must remember to be thankful. If not, we'll start complaining. And that produces unthankful people. So, preacher, what are you talking about? Turn with me, if you will, to the book of Numbers, chapter number 14, and verse number 34. I want to read this to you. I want you to know what he's talking about here in Psalm 95. I want you to get this tonight before we go home. We have a responsibility to be thankful. We have a reason to be thankful. Hey, but we must remember to be thankful in what God's called us to do. Verse number 34 of Numbers chapter number 14. The Bible says, Numbers 14, 34, the Bible says, after the number of the days in which you searched the land, you know 12 spies went in. They left Kadesh Barnea and they went in there to the Canaan land. They went to search out that land. They went to that place and trying to find. And 12 spies went in. And they brought back the report. And 10 said, we can't do it. And Joshua and Caleb said, we're more than able to do it. We can do it. But you know what the people said? They started murmuring. They started complaining. Numbers chapter 11, verse number 1 says, when the people complained, it displeased God. He said, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do because you ain't remembered to be thankful. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. Because you had a responsibility just to do what I've told you to do. If you'll just do it, you got a reason. You can be delivered. You can be set free. You can come out of this. You don't have to eat what you're eating. You can get on the good life. But you must remember to be thankful. But because you ain't, look at what he says. And after the number of days in verse 34 in which you searched the land, even 40 days each day for a year. They went and searched out that land for 40 days. Because they did not do what God told them to do. He said, for every day you searched that land, which was 40 days, he said, I'm going to make 1 year that you're going to walk in the wilderness for every day that you did not do. And he said, that was 40 years. They walked 40 days, and it was a year for every day they walked in that wilderness, which made 40 years. He says this in the Bible, each day for a year shall ye bear your iniquities, even 40 years, and you shall know my breach of promise. Folks, tonight he's made you a promise. He's made me a promise tonight. We have a responsibility to take that promise and stand on it. Because we have a reason. The one that made that promise tonight said, just be thankful. He will make it in your life. And he said tonight, I want you to remember that. And I wrote this down. As a church, let's continue. We ain't got long left in 2020. We fixing to be 2021. As a church, 2021. I couldn't wait to be 21. Well, I'll run a rabbit in a minute. You hear me, Brother Eric? I couldn't wait to be 21, Brother Harold. Boy, I drank like a fish till I got to be 21. Okay. No, y'all. Well, I couldn't wait to be 21. I was going to be legal. Went long after that, I got saved. Now I don't even drink no more. See, you can if you want to. Oh, no, I can't, because I can't. Word says I can't, I can't. Word says stay away from it, I stay away from it. I couldn't wait to do something. Couldn't wait to get to that age and do what I wanted to do. And then he said, we got a different plan now. We're going this way. Now you're saved. We're going to go this way. The other morning, I got up. I couldn't sleep. Got me another one of them cups of coffee. Man, them things are good. I'm going to bring y'all some. And my wife got up about 5:30 and come in there and she said, what are you doing? I said, I'm just sitting here reading, drinking my coffee. If you'd have told me 20 years ago I'd have been sitting in a study reading a Bible and drinking coffee, no. No. But you know why? Because there's a change. There's a change. And I have a responsibility that comes with that change. And the only way I can be thankful is taking that responsibility and reading that word. Because I have a reason to read it. Because it's my love letter that he's written to me. Man, he written it to me. I couldn't wait to get up to read it that morning. And to find out what he had for me on that day. How he gonna line out that day. So why'd you keep reading it, preacher? Because I remember the day before. It done me good that day. And I always want to be found thankful. Let me give you this and we're closing. As a church, it's what I wrote down. As a church, let's continue to be thankful. So we as a church don't have to wander in the wilderness. Tonight I ask you a question. Are you in the promised land? Are you thankful to be in the promised land? Or are you complaining in the wilderness? Tonight, are you so thankful that, man, you've been born again and you're in the promised land? Don't matter who comes. It don't matter if it dwindles down to nothing here. I'm saved. I'm going to heaven. Hey, whoever wants to serve him. Let's just keep on rocking on. Or are you out there wandering in that wilderness and complaining? Tonight, if you'll be thankful for the promised land, you won't have to worry about the wilderness. Amen? Let us pray. Our Father and our